This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Immature corn can be a very good crop even after frost damage, but it needs to be properly tested and balanced, as we hear more from Dr. Mike Hutchins on our Feed Forum Friday. Mike?
Today's Feed Forum will be strategies with immature corn silage. Many farmers here in the Midwest and parts of the United States are going to be looking at late corn because it was delayed planting until June in some areas, and August has been very dry in some areas, which resulted in the crop not progressing as quickly as it could had we had more moisture. So in many cases, we're going to have to wait until we have a killing frost before we harvest that corn, because it's going to be immature corn. It's going to be extremely wet, anywhere from 25 to 28% dry matter, depending on the stage of maturity. This immature corn silage is going to be fairly wet, so you may want to chop it a bit longer, at least a 3/4 inch theoretical length of chop. Not sure we'll have to have kernel processors as tight or neat at this point, because those kernels will be very soft, very juicy, or in some cases, non-existent at all. The reason we're concerned about waiting for this immature corn and maybe for frost to occur, and that is seepage. Any amount of depth in this corn silage will have seepage, which will lose some protein, some carbohydrates, and will have a negative effect on the fermentation profile as well. Some universities are recommending adding dry grain to the corn silage or hay. I would not do that. I would just ensile that corn silage, let it ferment, and then you decide how to balance it a bit later. We always get nervous of placing good feed, chasing what we might be marginal feed as far as that goes. To get an idea where the dry matter is, you'll probably have to take and test it with a coster tester on the farm or send it to a commercial lab to get an idea where you're at. The feed value of this immature corn could be anywhere from 65 to 85% of the normal corn silage. Of course, it'll be missing starch content. The good news is it will be higher in sugar and in protein, so certainly we'll be able to have some adjustments on that end as well. University of Wisconsin has a nice table here, and I'll give you a couple numbers to get a feel of where we're at. Soft dough means it has not dented yet. Their data would suggest 76% moisture, about 5.4 tons of dry matter per acre, 10% protein, NDF 53%. We had a good digestibility. If you go to early dent stage, and now it drops down to 73% moisture, the tonnage goes up to 5.6 tons to the acre. Protein doesn't change, but of course the NDF drops down to 48%. That's a difference of 5%, and that's all going to be starch by and large, starch accumulation in the cob at that point. If you go to 50% milk, and that's when many farmers will be chopping corn silage, it'll be 66% moisture or 34% dry matter. It peaks out at 6.3 tons dry matter per acre. Protein drops down to 9%. The ADF down drops down to 45%, so now I've gained another 3% starch in the feeding program, and that gives me more energy. So certainly you can see it's going to be a very fluid situation when we chop that cross. If we wait for frost, which many of us are going to have to do that, then the plant will start to dry down as normal corn silage, about a half a percentage point moisture per day. So if you're 3 points too wet, you'll have to wait about 6 days, 8 days, in some cases 10 days before you start chopping it. The plant looks dead, but the stalk is carrying huge amounts of moisture, and of course that will be a problem. And of course we also will still be absorbing nutrients from the root, and be aware of nitrates as well. You do want to add inoculant there. From the time the crop has silked, it takes about 45 days before it reaches maturity. So Bill, the take-home message is immature corn can be a very good crop even after frost damage at this point, but you will need to test and balance it. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Competition for the dairy industry is not new. Imitators were a challenge years ago, and plant-based beverages are not the only foe dairy faces today. Horrid's Dairyman editor Corey Geiger talks with Lee Mielke about it. Join us for that on Monday. And have a great weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.